በጭቃ ላይ ራስ ማኛገር ፈረስ ቢጥልህ ራስ ማኛገር ወንድም ያትናደድ ራስ ማኛገር ማንም አላየህ ራስ ማኛገር
I'll tell you what I will miss. California horses down by the sailboats where we waited in. The feel of the world in my hands, my hands. The feel of the world in my hands, my hands, in my hands. Still so many ways that I love the wind, from the storm in the sails to the breath on your lips. It's such a little thing, then again just like the Sunday we drove out from Houston out to the edge of the world, out where the sky starts to bend. After a while in the sun you'll be sleeping, sleep. I picture you now. You are beautiful, you are golden, like how you were when you thought no one was looking. Time will take care of you, love. Time will take care of you. I will take care of you, love, again, again. The feel of the world in my hands, my hands. The feel of the world in my hands, my hands.
Okay, that was Simone Dinnerstein along with Tift. Tift Merritt from a CD called Night, and the song is Feel of the World. Before that, we heard the Idan Rechel Project from CD, same title, Bowie, Come With Me. And Bob Dylan before that, from Oh Mercy, Man in the Long Black Coat. WMFO Medford, this is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. So, this is an exhibition. Art lovers, critics, haters, fans, friends, freaks, delinquents, degenerates, sellouts, and future sellouts. Oh boy. The community is invited to the School of Museum of Fine Arts Senior Thesis Show. For the record, on view in the SMFA Grossman Gallery and Anderson Auditorium from May 9th to May 21st. And the Capstone Cohort Show, Heat Rises, opening May 17th through May 26th in the SMFA Third Floor Studios. Both exhibitions, along with the Student End of the Year Show, will be celebrated at a reception in the SMFA Atrium on May 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more info and artist details, visit at Senior Thesis 2023 and at Senior Capstone 2023 on Instagram or smfa.tufts.edu. Come on out, support students, artists, and keep it freeform. Public service message on behalf of the SMFA Capstone Cohort from WMFO Tufts, most creative educational radio. There you have it. All right. So... I don't know. Wanted to share with you something from Seeds and Sparks about an event that just happened. As you know, we have been counting from the second night of Passover, the second Seder, up until 49 days have passed, leading up to the time of the giving of the law, the Torah, Shavuos. And so it's a time of semi-mourning, unfortunately, because Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 of his students, what they call causeless hatred. Well, they just didn't have enough respect for each other, I guess. And so, miraculously, on the 33rd day of the Omer, which we just passed, that plague stopped. The students stopped dying. And it was also the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And so I wanted to share a little bit about who he was and why we celebrate him on this day and how we celebrate. He says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonders of your Torah." This is from Rabbi Avraham Aryeh Trugman, Seeds and Sparks. According to the wisdom of arranging the letters of Hebrew words in various ways in order to extract multiple layers of meaning, the letters of the word lag, as in lag ba'omer, when reversed spell gal, G-A-L. The root word gal has many meanings, one of which is to open or reveal. This meaning is expressed in the verse, "Open my eyes, that I may see wonders of your Torah," from the Psalms. This verse clearly relates to Lag BaOmer, the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In the Zohar, he and his students reveal sublime and lofty secrets of the inner dimensions of Torah. Paradoxically, the words in Hebrew for exile, Galut, and the redemption, Geula, are both derived from the root gal, as discussed in the section Cycles of Exile and Redemption. It's referring to other chapters in this book. The fact that both words have the same root points to the intrinsic cyclic connection of exile and redemption, as it has accompanied humankind and especially the Jewish people throughout its history. It's stated in the Zohar that on the merit of learning its teachings, the Jewish people will go out of exile. Learning the inner dimensions of Torah will create a massive light and spiritual energy sufficient to turn exile, galut, into redemption, geula. When the Baal Shem Tov was elevated to such a degree that he merited to speak with the soul of the Messiah. He asked, "When will the Master come?" In response, he was told, "When your wellsprings of Torah burst forth to the farthest reaches." That's in Proverbs. We can now understand the explosion of interest in the Jewish and even non-Jewish world in the teachings of the Kabbalah in our time. As we move closer to the Messianic age, these teachings will spread and strengthen to a tremendous degree. This idea is essential to understanding the manner in which the late Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, established Chabad institutions literally in the four corners of the globe to the furthest reaches. This is the practical manifestation of the words received by the Baal Shem Tov and handed down to his fellows and to his followers. Yet another meaning of Gal is wheel, Gal. And in this sense, exile and redemption form the wheel or revolving cycle of history. A similar word to wheel is Gilgul, which means reincarnation. It is the Zohar that first openly stated the concept of reincarnation, which until then had only been alluded to in various texts and was known only to the great mystics in each generation. In addition to the macro cycle of exile and redemption, each individual soul likewise experiences through reincarnation the appropriate individual microcycle of exile and redemption until it achieves its complete rectification and purification of soul. May the fires of Lag BaOmer, they make bonfires during this holiday and have barbecues, reveal deeper and deeper levels of revelation and the commitment to spread the light of Torah to the farthest reaches of our inner soul and to those around us. All right. I attended a barbecue for that very purpose. So, let's see.
Yeah. Title song from the last album we had the Swiss of coming out with. Dearest to my heart these days, since I had the Swiss of singing with my father, this track on the album. I want to dedicate it to my parents, dedicate it to all of our parents, all of your parents. Kivodo male olam, kivodo male olam, kivodo male olam, mishalta shoalim ze leze. Kivodo כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם. משרת שואלים זה לזה, איי 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 איי, מקום כבודו, איי 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 איי, מקום כבודו, מקום כבודו, איי 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 איי, מקום כבודו. כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם. משרת שואלים זה לזה, דו 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 diri da 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 ro do ro 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 diri da da la ro oi da diri da 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 ro do ro ro do ro 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 ta ro 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 ro
Da 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 da
I am in cold. I am in cold. Kevodo.
I'm gonna give my whole heart to the Lord, my whole mind and my soul. Yes, I'm gonna give my whole heart to the Lord. Yeah, my mind and my soul. Yes, I'm gonna build, yes, a house, house for the Lord. Make this world your dwelling place. Yes, I'm gonna spread great kindness and light. Oh yeah, great love and happiness. Ain't gonna take no now nothing that ain't mine. Give it all back to the Lord. Ain't gonna waste no more time. Start to give it all back to your Lord. Yeah, my whole heart to the Lord. Oh yeah, my whole mind and my soul. Yeah. Yes, I'm gonna give, yeah, my whole heart to the Lord. Oh yeah, my mind and my soul. Yes, a house for the Lord. Spread great light to all mankind.
This was Brian McCarthy, Nonette. Nebula is the name of that. And let me tell you a little bit about it. This is from a new CD called Afterlife on the Truth Revelation label. And begins with Nebula, a brief introductory piece that captures the monumental stillness of the vast dense cloud of dust and gas that was motionless for hundreds of millions of years and that eventually gave birth to the solar system. It segues into the beginning, which I'll play at another point. Saxophonist composer Brian McCarthy explores the origins of the solar system on the breathtaking second album by his acclaimed Nonette. So, probably haven't heard this anywhere else because it's not even released yet. It's a little sneak preview here on the Voicemobile, WMFO. And your host, Joyce the Voice. We listened to Laser Lloyd from his CD, Laser Lloyd. The song is Whole Heart. Shlomo Katz before that from his Live in Melbourne CD, Kvodo. Mizrach, we listened to Vienna Mar. And before that, Shlomo Karlbach and Neshama Karlbach from Tanaim Ligun. Tanaim is the ceremony that you do for an engagement. And actually, a friend of mine who used to live in this area and who made Aliyah, he went to Israel. He and his Kala got married yesterday on Lag BaOmer. So mazel tov to them. And I think that brings us up to date. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just about out of here. That was Dave Stryker Trio off his new CD Prime. The song is called I Should Care. The Andy Statman Klezmer Orchestra featuring Itzhak Perlman from Itzhak Perlman in the Fiddler's House with the Flatbush Waltz. And Brian McCarthy Nonet. Okay, so stay tuned for Chris Earle and company. I don't know who all he has coming into the studio today. We're going to close out with something new from Michael Weatherwax and the Coopersonic Jazz Orchestra. We'll listen to a song, a Dizzy Gillespie composition, along with Gil Fuller and Chano Pozo, Tintin Deo. And what does it say about that? It was made famous, of course, by Dizzy Gillespie. And that's a Latin funk, different versions, slowing up, but this one is my favorite. And it's featuring Michael Weatherwax on piano, Colin Kupka on tenor sax, Bill Bodine on trumpet, Rene Lopez on guitar, and Eric Jorgensen on trombone. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful evening. It's a lovely, lovely out there. And I will see you next week. Don't be late. Oh, let's see. We want this one. I think the Pink Panther escaped, and he came out in that one. So we're just about out of here. Chris and Derek are at the ready. I actually remembered your name for a change. It's like, can I remember Derek? All right, so they're going to take over the controls, and I hope to see you all back here next week. Don't be late.
We'll call this a souvenir. I call it criminal. Many of the world's most magnificent animals are being pushed towards extinction by the illegal trade in products made from their body parts. When you travel abroad, you may be offered some of these products. They might look nothing like the animal itself, but don't be fooled. An animal's been killed to make one of these. Thanks anyway. Drop me a postcard instead. Please, remember, when the buying stops, the killing can too.
My name's Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4...